Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the pipeline for the Corporate Options. I am Tony Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard and water.
Good day.
Good day to you, Sia. How are we?
All is well, my friend.
You know what's back.
Picks Friday, baby. Real Picks Friday.
Real Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Picks Friday. And I'll be your wish. I'll be your love. Be everything that you need.
I will be strong. I will be faithful.
Hold to highest power.
That was in the drafts for about a month.
EPL's back. There you go, pal. Pumped about it. NFL's back. It's all fucking great. It's all fucking grand. Bruce, how are you?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Mitt, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Tony.
We're going to stick to the facts today, by any chance, or no?
Yeah,
no.
I'm fucking 2-0 in this NFL season right now, so I'm doing pretty fucking great.
Nice. Nice. We did have NFL football back last night. Team Ryan!
Team Ryan!
Team Ryan on the Raiders. Some people were on the over. Some people like said the under like a few weeks ago and then highly backed off of it. So I don't know how you want to take that one. but we did Team Ryan the Raiders, and that was the Soak Boys. They turned on the fucking faucets early. Fucking liquid bandits were... Sorry, wet bandits were in dot.
Bring Urban back. Get the boys going.
Yeah. You think... Is that the problem? Urban needs to come back?
I mean,
I feel like the Raiders played a lot more people than the Jags did.
Yeah, but also like, I know it's the fucking Hall of Fame game and nobody cares, but Trevor Lawrence got one of the biggest passes of all time last year because of Urban Meyer.
Well, yeah.
Also went through a lot because of Urban Meyer.
But like Pat was saying earlier,
Hold on.
It was pretty distracting.
Went through a lot.
He assaulted the kicker. He had to deal with the worst coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm sure Trevor Lawrence was the one in front of the team trying to fucking headman it all, directing people. Like, there's no way Trevor Lawrence did shit.
What does that even mean?
Stepping up in front of the team and talking about
I thought we were going to stick to the facts today. Jesus Christ.
I know. I forgot. I don't know anything. You're a fucking genius. I forgot.
That's not what we're talking about. Jesus Christ.
Go to fucking ISIS war, dude.
ISIS war!
We'll get to those odds later. All I was saying is that Pat was saying too, like Peyton set the record for most interceptions of all time in his rookie year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give Trevor another shot.
Yeah.
Peyton. Which also is why
threw a lot of touchdowns.
Yes, he needs to be better this year than last year, for sure. Yeah. But there was a stat like he in the three or four games that Urban wasn't there that he did improve quite a bit.
There you go.
So yeah, it seems like the Raiders played a lot more people than the Jags yesterday.
Looked good.
Fucking Josh Jacobs was in there. Leatherwood was in there. There's a couple other starting alignment there. Stoudem.
Good ball player.
First ball getting tipped and then caught by an unintended receiver. It's like, hell yeah, let's go.
Our next games are Thursday. We got to wait till Thursday. We got two games on Thursday. And then a full slate. I believe it's New England and somebody.
Let me see. New England
and the G-Men.
Plus two.
G-Men are plus two?
Yeah, G-Men are
and
plus two.
And Tennessee at Baltimore. Now remember.
Titans plus 4.5.
Remember fucking Harbaugh like had covered like 18 straight preseason games.
Yeah.
Did that end? I can't remember if that ended or not last year.
I think he might have not won. I could be wrong though.
We'll have to do some research, but we will. We'll dive into that'll be. I mean, Tennessee. You're definitely going to see Malik Willis. That'll be exciting. We know Baltimore with Huntley, both Huntleys, Huntley and Huntleys. They'll have some decent backup play. New England. Who's their backup now?
Bailey Zappe.
Oh, they drafted Bailey Zappe, but I also think they have what's his name, the bald guy.
Hoyer's still there.
Who's the G-man?
Danny Dimes, Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, Tyrod's probably not playing.
I think some type of Ellinger, like a Bellinger.
Right.
Some kind of.
Tell you what, based off of that fucking deep dive, I'll probably be taking the Patriots in that. What it feels like.
Yeah, no. I'll take old Stabby. What?
Mike Kafka's complex motion offense, day one. Two rookie
they
tackles.
They might have to trot Danny Dimes out there, get him used to the system.
Seriously. They might.
Yeah, they might.
Preseason football. Connor was saying that they don't even know how to check out of plays yet. This is screaming Giants win here.
Okay. D Dimes, Tyrod Taylor, and feel like you're going to get 3+ quarters of Davis Webb.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who you got.
Longtime Giant. You didn't know Davey Webbs was still fucking out there, trotting out there?
Is Skycam finally out of the fucking league?
I hope so.
You know, another guy to check out for is West Virginia standout Mills. Where's Sills, Jake sorry. David Sills.
Wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
He's in.
Jake from State Farm gone?
Yeah, I think Jake Fromm is gone, yeah.
Yeah, and then Patriots have Hoyer and Zappe. Maybe it's Zappe versus fucking Davey Webb.
Zappe might sling the skin around.
He might. That's what I'm saying. David All right, Stills, we'll
that's
do.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
David Sills is a he could light it up in a preseason game.
He could. He's like 6'8". All right, we'll talk more about that next week.
No, let's fucking break it down.
Yeah, let's do it. Huntley and who else for the Ravens? Who?
Both Huntley. Huntley and Huntley.
Wow. Dual wield.
Yeah.
Maybe RG3 come down from the booth.
Might. He might. We'll do that next week. We'll do it next week. Don't fucking.
Right, no, let's get into it.
Don't blow your load. This is Picks Friday. Don't blow your load. This is Picks Friday. Okay?
Over under 34.
The totals for week one are much higher, just so you know. Nil-nil. Arsenal and Crystal Palace in the 15th minute.
Yep.
Arsenal does have 4 shots, 1 on target, 68% of possession. So looking not too bad early, okay?
Yeah.
Fucking go, lads. So we'll do footy with you later. We'll do all the fucking leagues. I'll pull them out. We'll talk about the leagues and what's going on there. We got to do baseball. That's
Who's
it, right?
Golf?
Huh?
Who's winning golf?
Russ Henley, I think.
Yep, Sung J.M., I believe, is plus 250 at this point. He's the kind of the standout guy on the leaderboard.
Russ Henley, I feel like, was a guy, yes, that I gave up.
Nice.
Poston, Zalatoris, Henley, Horschel, and Lowry. Russ Henley
Where's
was
Billy Ho, dead?
Russ Henley was 24-1. What was that?
Billy Ho dead?
Let me see. What is Billy Ho up to?
He's 4-under.
That's not bad.
Tied for 20.
T20.
Five fucking, shots back.
Fucking T20 right
Brandon
now.
Brandon Wu is in first.
Yeah, he went real low yesterday.
Big Wu.
Fucking, he went real low yesterday.
You want to bug with the
Wu? Poston's minus 5. What's Al Torres at? Even. He's the one who's struggling out of our picks, huh?
Yeah.
Hanley Horschel. What's Lowry at? Yeah, okay. We got a couple guys.
Yeah, hopefully
there.
Billy Z can give him
we
Saturday.
We can head some plays up there. All right. What was that, Paul?
We're dancing.
We are dancing. No UFC booth, so I assume. Is there UFC this weekend? I'm sure there's UFC this weekend, but do we care? No. Tennis? We got any tennis? Tennis got canceled yesterday. We got any more tennis today? How about tennis?
So Grigor resumes his match here. He was playing last night again, and I did end up taking him last night, but then it got canceled because of the rain. Okay. I lost on Holger Rune this morning. Probably should have taken the other guy, Wolfie. He had a mullet, so found that out, you know, live there.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, just kind of fucking around before the U.S. Open.
Yeah, just getting your feet wet.
Yeah, just dabble.
We need you. We need you for the Open.
No,
okay?
We'll be ready.
Thank you, Bruce.
I'm excited
Bruce
for
did,
these
Bruce
footy
did
plays.
Try and throw me into a group chat at 6 a.m. Yeah.
I was there. I was there for that.
With fucking Dirty Mike.
Yeah, this is the old accidental. Dirty Mike sends you like, something. You say,
I
oh, you gotta send this to Gumpy.
Bruce, what is this?
And then you send it back to Dirty Mike in a group chat with Gumpy and say, hey, guys, hey, if you ever need each other.
Looks wet over there. Arsenal and Crystal Palace. Looks like a little fucking mist in the air.
That's England, baby.
That is England. All right. Let's do baseball. How did we do last night?
I was like 3-3. Not great. I don't think any of us did particularly well.
I was 2-1. So with the juice.
Yeah.
You know, not
with
bad.
With the juice, though, you're okay.
Yeah.
I had, let me pull up my bet slip. Let's see what happened last night. Raiders. White Sox was a void. That pushed with Cueto and fucking Reagans. Huh?
1-1.
Padres did not. They lost. Musgrove lost. So there was that one. We lost that one. Carrasco pitched another fucking gem. At least until the fifth. We won that one. If you were on the Mets, you were on the other side. Blue Jays. Blue Jays lost first five but dominated the game. They won 9-3, but they lost first five.
Every fucking time I bet that fucking team, dude.
Every fucking time. And then and then I had the White Sox. Who else did you have? Do you remember? Doesn't matter.
Me?
No. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Blue Jays were cranking. We'll say that.
Yeah, Blue Jays.
What the?
Blue Jays were cranking.
After the fifth, they were.
Yeah.
Right after we fucking had them. Well, you probably took a full game.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Cardinals hit with the A's.
Yes,
obviously. Astros minus half hit. A's plus half hit. Oh, Sox burned me in the fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. All right, let's do today. We start in Baltimore, where the Buccos travel to Baltimore. Mitch Keller versus Dean Kramer. Mitch has been better than Dean as of late, but Baltimore is hitting much better than the Buccos, and their record has been much better than the Buccos. I decided to stay away.
Yeah, I'm good. Kramer's been fucking brutal.
He has.
I'm really tempted to Kramer myself a bit tonight.
I almost took the Buccos.
I was leaning Buccos, dude.
Orioles, yeah, I think I'm going to stay away, but Orioles just feels like a water finding its level spot with them kind of scuffling in and the Pirates off the sweep.
They are off the sweep of the Brewers.
They're not the same team.
Huh?
The Orioles aren't the same team. Yeah, they lost their level.
Heart and soul.
They did lose their heart and soul.
You can't just trade away fucking Boom Boom and carry on. Like
no, that. You can't. That locker room has got sad music playing. You know, I walk the lonely road.
All right, Josiah Gray is in Philly for Washington going against Kyle Gibson. Gray actually has a 2 ERA on the road. Gibson's in the fours, home and away. But I'm not taking the Nats, I can tell you that. So I'll stay away on this one.
I'll lay the half, Phillies.
Okay.
Nice.
Trusting Gibby at home.
I got it. I was a big Kyle Gibson guy for a long time. I need you back. So okay. Come on.
Atlanta's still in New York. Ian Anderson versus Taijuan Walker. Walker's got a 1.93 at home.
Yeah.
He's been okay as of late. Ian Anderson's okay, too. Mets are still hot, though. So I Mets first five for me.
Come on.
Framber is on the road in Cleveland against Hunter Gaddis. It's Hunter Gaddis' first start. Framber's got a 3.17. Cleveland, both teams are hot as far, and especially Cleveland off of a loss. So I decided to stay away here.
I'll lay the half with the Strohs.
Okay.
A lot of halves tonight. I do not love this.
Against a guy with his first start. Skull!
Come on.
Hey, Arsenal 1-0.
Who sniped it?
Fucking Gabriel Martinelli.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jesus. I had Jesus first goal score.
Oh. Doesn't matter. We're up 1-0, baby. Let's go.
Fucking go.
Buddy's back. Where were we? Fucking Houston. Kluber is in Detroit versus Brian Garcia. Kluber has given up 4 earned runs in his last 3 starts, each of them. Not 4 altogether. He's given up 4.
4-piece nugget. Lock him in.
Brian Garcia, 2 earned runs in his first start ever. It was his last, was his first start. I'll be staying away on this one.
Yeah, Kluber feels like he's hit. Kluber hasn't fucking went a full season like this in fucking years, dude. He might be hitting that wall.
He might absolutely be hitting that wall.
I'm not laying a half with the Rays here.
White Sox at Texas. Dylan Cease versus Glenn Otto. Okay.
Fucking Otto part.
Here you go. Glenn Otto has a 7.39 home ERA. Let me read this. Let me read what Dylan Cease has done. In his last 12 starts, I could be wrong here.
No, he's in lights.
He's given up 1-0-0-0.
0-0-0.
1-1-1. 0-0-0-0-0. Dylan Cease has been absolute lights out, so much so that I went and looked at his Cy Young odds, plus 430. There's two guys ahead of him. But I ended up 4:30.
That's Verlander right now.
4:30 was a little short, so I didn't take it. If he was a little farther, I would have taken it. But he's
Verlander been, favorite?
Huh?
Verlander favorite?
Yes. Which we talked about after the break. We both took Verlander. Yeah. So I think everyone knows where I'm going here. I will be on the White Sox first five minus a half.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom.
Hell yeah, I'm going full. Must win game. Huge spot.
Huge spot.
You know, if any time you got a guy's recent starts sounding like the Morse code, lock me in.
Exactly. Hey. That was good. That was good, Bruce. Really, really fucking, really Bruce. Clever of you. We got Winkoski going against Greinke.
The fuck's mid at?
So oh, I'm sorry. Not betting baseball right now.
Oh, NFL so sorry. Back.
He's out on baseball.
He's out on Southside.
Southside team ride, you're out?
Oh, we're all betting?
Yeah.
Never I honestly 100% was not paying attention, but I am 100% riding with Southside tonight.
Southside team ride. I mean,
bought the fucking Slam Diego.
I don't like what just happened there. Yeah, did you get your San Diego hat yet, Mitt?
No, I have not had time to go to the mall yet. I'll definitely do that this weekend.
Okay. Okay. So here, Greinke has a 1.65 at home. I think he's got an 8 on the road. Winkoski's been okay. Casey's actually hitting a little bit better than the Sox right now.
That doesn't take much.
No, I was actually thinking about taking the Royals, but I couldn't pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah, I can't fucking. I ain't fucking betting on Winkoski tonight.
Okay. Since he's in Milwaukee, it's on Apple TV Plus. Duggar goes against Lahr. Okay, I don't know why I'm doing this.
You're saying the Reds?
No.
You're laying it with the Brewers?
Lele?
I got the Brewers.
Some barbecue Lay's chips?
Full game. Full game run line with the Brewers. Couldn't tell you why. Except for it's Duggar's first start. He's got 12 innings pitched in the majors, but it's his first start. I don't know. Lauer's got a 2.2 at home. Milwaukee's actually been in top 10 in hitting. So I guess I do have reasons why, but I don't like it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Me and the Brewers just haven't got along all year long.
I know. Me either. Berrios versus Molly. Berrios started the year horrendous. He's actually been much better. He had a 3.0 in July. Molly's getting his first start in Minnesota. I was thinking about taking Toronto. Did I do it? Yeah, I did it. Toronto first
you
five.
You did it, you dirty dog.
I did it. I don't like that one either.
I was eyes on the Blue Jays last night, and that was a potential backbreaker there. Okay. You could be looking at a sweep setup after that one.
Okay.
It was just like home run, double.
How about, hold on, just before we move on. Actually, well, I'll talk about it when we – do they play tonight? No. The Angels hitting 7 home runs and losing 8-7.
On brand.
All time.
On awesome. Brand. But hey, at least Ohtani's on the cover of 2K. So
all
the
time.
They'll always have
you
that.
Like anything in this game? Twins, you take
I'm taking the half with Twins.
Yeah. I don't hate that one. I don't like this. I don't
first start from all.
Yeah.
There we go.
Cortez is in St. Louis versus Dakota Hudson. Nestor, he's kind of feels like he got it back. Like for a couple games there, he didn't have it. Feels like he's got it back a little bit. My only problem is here, St. Louis is really good against lefties.
Rakes them.
Hudson's
better at home, though, right?
Yeah, he is better at home, but Hudson's I decided I'm not going to get the Yankees this low normally, so I went with this full game money line on the Yankees.
Wow, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm pretty pessimistic heading into this one.
I know you were. I heard you talking this
morning. Because the Cardinals rake against lefties and... you know, the Yankees just haven't been that great against good teams. I think that this plus, I'm not going to take it, but this plus 1.5 full minus 130 at home in St. Louis for a rare Yankee visit. The place is probably going to be jacked up.
What are you thinking?
Taking Nestor first five money line.
All right, fuck it. All right, I'll put it in right now. I'm sorry. That's a good sign though. Like
did
if
you
I'm
drink
nervous.
Some fucking honesty syrup this morning.
No, or? we're like fucking 2-7 in our last 9 against teams with a winning record.
They're not great. Yeah, but I'm tonight's a spot.
American League, the National League's different, dude. It's like all right. The All-Star game. American League's king.
Just when I thought I was out.
Germán Márquez is going against Mad Bum. I want nothing of that game.
No thanks.
Sandoval goes against Bob Ray had found it, but then in the last three, he's given up 4, 6, and 3. Here's the thing, though. Oh, the Angels are playing tonight. This is the game. The Angels are 29th versus lefties. So maybe Bob Ray finds it tonight. I'm not willing to put money on it to see if he finds it again tonight. So I'm out.
I always like being on the right side of when a guy kind of turns it around. Yeah, you stuck do. By him. Give me the Mariners first 5 months.
Manea, speaking of a guy who's been as of lately, so is Gonsolin, so I'm out of here.
Dad's plus a half every time.
I'm taking the Dodgers.
Okay.
Ah, this fucking guy, he's betting against the Dads and the Yanks.
Now he's
I'm not betting against the Yankees. I would never do that. I actually, fun story. When I was a new young gambler, I started to like read into reverse trends, which is like when something's 0-13, opposite of the trend.
Yep.
And I faded the Yankees because of that and lost.
Okay.
I abbreviated that story because it didn't seem like it was. It was Mark Burley, who was 0-13 against the Yankees, and I was like, tonight's the night that Mark Burley shuts us down.
And how'd that go?
Oh, I think the Yankees won 14-0.
Yeah, there's a lot of like college basketball, I feel like, is big for reverse trends and shit like that.
No, it's stupid. Fuck reverse trends.
No, I don't.
Take the trend.
Yeah. I'm always on the trend. All right. So for tonight, I'm on Mets first five, money line. White Sox first five, lay and a half. Milwaukee full game run line. Toronto first five, money line. Yankees full game, money line.
All first five, Phillies minus a half, Mets money line, Astros minus a half, White Sox minus a half, Twins plus a half, Yanks money line, Dads plus a half, Mariners minus a half.
Okay. Bruce?
White Sox money line, Yankees money line, Dodgers money line.
Mitt, are you on White Sox or what?
Yeah, we'll take Southside. We'll take them full game because they need to fucking win, actually. Right.
Thank you, Mitt.
Fuck.
Footy. Okay.
Footy.
Here we go.
Footy.
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 Which league would you like to start in?
Well, we got should do EPL, it feels like, right?
Since, you know, that's the king?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we will... We will start in the EPL. We're going to go through Crystal Palace and Arsenal's already kicked off. 1-0 Arsenal. You're on Arsenal.
Yep.
Fulham, Liverpool, anything there?
Too rich.
Tottenham, Southampton, anything there?
Too rich as well.
Villa, Bournemouth.
Villa at plus money here, I think, is a good bet, my friend.
Yep. Even money now, plus 100 for Villa. Yep. Newcastle's at Nottingham Forest.
So Nottingham just came up.
That's a new name for me. I've not seen that one before.
So Nottingham Forest was a staple back in the day. They haven't been back in a minute. But Newcastle at the end of the year started playing good under their new coach.
Uh-huh.
I like Newcastle money line here at home.
Okay.
Let's go.
Leeds and Wolves.
So Leeds lost Rafinha to Barcelona. They lost center midfielder from England to Man City, Calvin Phillips.
Uh-huh.
Give me Wolves on a double chance at Leeds.
Okay.
Let me hold on. I gotta go find the double chance here. Yeah,
what
for
is the double chance? For the
Wolves. Wolves in drop.
Yeah, I think it's minus 150.
Yeah,
they still have Soccer Saquon.
The Wolves. Traore.
Yeah.
No, he's on Barcelona.
Don't be a fucking mark, dude. Everton versus Chelsea.
Despite what Bruce sent me this morning, I am taking Chelsea money line here at a decent price.
Some fucking iffy stuff going on at Chelsea?
Chelsea never wins at Everton, but this Everton team almost got relegated. Calvert-Lewin's still out. They sold Richarlison. Like, they got worse.
Okay.
Chelsea, I don't know if they got better, but they should get a win at fucking Everton.
Man U and Brighton, sorry.
Do you want the stat that I shot up this morning? Everton is 10-0 in their last 10 opening days, and Chelsea have lost their last four visits to Goodison Park, which is, I believe,
Everton plays. Show some respect to fucking Merseyside.
Show some respect. Arsenal's starting a match fixer.
That's the one that he sent me.
This guy's fucking, he's up Arsenal's ass.
He really is. Man U and Brighton?
Nah.
160, Man U's favored.
Well, they're only minus 160 money line?
Yeah.
That was minus 190 yesterday. Okay. And Brighton just sold to one of their better players, Chelsea. I don't know what. I think Man U, I think they, that coach is good. They got from Ajax, but I don't know.
We'll wait. We'll wait to see on Man U.
Yeah, I'm out.
Leicester and Brentford.
Who?
Leicester and Brentford. Leicester's even money, money line.
Yeah, Leicester money line for sure.
West Ham, Man City. Man City's minus 280 money line. Assume we're staying away, or?
Yeah, I mean, I would, for me, I would just West Ham double chance for myself.
Okay.
But no, I would not touch that game.
And that's it, right? Yeah.
For the that's Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, I like Leicester plus money, but they're even money at home against Brentford. I know Brentford's been good, but they lost Christian Eriksen's on Man U now. He was really good for them last year.
Okay, let's go to the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
Anything? Bayern's up 5-0 on Frankfurt. So there's a start there. fucking Freiburg versus Augsburg. Anything there?
Freiburg draw, no bet at Augsburg.
Okay. Gladbach versus Hoffenheim.
Gladbach draw, no bet at home.
Okay. Bochum versus Mainz.
Mainz draw, no bet at Bochum.
Oh, fucking Battle of Berlin. Union Berlin versus Hertha Berlin.
Union Berlin money line at home.
Wolfsburg versus Werder Bremen.
Well, Werder just came up. Wolfsburg money line at home as well.
Okay. Dortmund versus Leverkusen.
So I don't know what Dortmund's going to be without Haaland.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think good value Leverkusen double chance here.
Okay. Whoa, Leverkusen.
Fucking Stuttgart versus RB Leipzig.
What league are we in again?
Fucking the Bundesliga.
The Bundesliga. In Gladbach.
Fucking Stuttgart and Leipzig. What are we talking about?
Leipzig. Donovan.
Did you hear me? Stuttgart or fucking Leipzig?
Leipzig money line.
Okay. Actually, FC Köln and Schalke.
Schalke 04.
Holy Christ, I'm not touching that one.
Okay. And then that's it for Bundesliga.
Yep.
For the Bundesliga. Let's go to fucking Ligue 1.
Oh, no.
Fucking Lyon's up 2-1. Strasbourg versus Monaco.
Monaco draw no bet at Strasbourg.
Good money there too. Clermont goes against PSG. I'm sure that's you're not laying $4 on that one.
No, thank you.
Bullhouse versus Nice.
Nice draw no bet.
Okay. Angers versus Nantes. Nantes.
Nantes. Nantes boys, dude. Nantes. Give me Nantes. Draw no bet at Angers.
Lille versus Auxerre.
Lille money line, please.
Montpellier versus Troyes.
I like Montpellier, draw no bet at home.
Lens versus Brest.
I did not touch that one. Okay. I think Lens was too rich.
Rennes versus Lorient.
Nope.
Marseille versus Reims.
No, Marseille was like minus 200.
And that's it.
There we go.
You want to run through them real quick just to, so everyone's got them?
Saturday, Freiburg, draw no bet. Mainz draw no bet, Wolfsburg money line, Gladbach draw no bet, Union Berlin money line, Wolves double chance, Villa money line, Newcastle money line, Monaco draw no bet, Chelsea money line, Leverkusen double chance, and then Sunday Nice draw no bet, Leicester money line, Montpellier draw no bet, Nantes draw no bet, Lille money line, Leipzig money line.
All right, everyone say thank you, Gump.
Thank you, Gump.
Good to be back, huh, Paul?
Fucking thank God.
Let's go. The Bundesliga felt like we're going to be really rock and rolling.
We're fucking rock and
rolling. Bundesliga, there was some very, like, I was like, wow.
Those felt like, good off the hand.
Leverkusen double chance, I was really intrigued. But who knows what Dortmund's going to be, man.
Arsenal's up 1-0 in the 35th. I know I said college football this week. I'm having a little bit of a trouble with a formula.
You got a phone friend, bro. No.
Tell you what, I need to create this formula, and it's a lot of if this, then this. It's kind of like how Bruce bets for my power ranking, so I can fucking...
You're doing some conditional formatting?
So I can create the line. Listen, I can conditional format, but this is a like 12-page long fucking formula. You said it was right where you stopped, too, okay?
No, I mean, what if analysis is pretty hard?
I'll get it done. I'll get it done by this weekend. Okay. I think we're good, right, boys? Baseball, yes, check. A little football talk, check. Footy, check. Next week, we got a full... Fuck yes. Next week, we have a full week one. Preseason games, which we'll dive in. We'll go deep down that depth chart. Right, Mitt?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. QB fucking four all the way down.
I hope we get a nice JUCO film study in. Yeah, we will. It's always the best.
We will. My house.
I wonder if Teddy will play at all for the Fins. They'll probably trot out that rookie they drafted.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's like guys like him and Tyrod who are backups, they probably don't need to trot them out there and see much.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Steelers might be a good preseason team to bet on because I bet you all three of those quarterbacks play.
Fucking Waddle and fucking... Tyreek, we're doing the fucking AB today.
Put that shit on.
Do your dance, AB. Do your dance.
Put that shit on.
What do you mean there? Everyone's doing it, dude. Wait till you see week one. Everyone's fucking.
Do your dance, AB. Do your dance. Put that shit on.
Fucking grandpa and grandmas are doing it. Fucking AB's taking over, dude. All right. Thank you guys so much. Good luck this weekend. We'll be back Monday to break it all down. Feels good. We wish you all the best of luck this weekend. May your good luck bring you many wins, and may your wins bring you happiness. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Ah.